under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Friday, November 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this hour is Pastor Rusty Chatfield. We have a conversation to have with him. Before we get into your lesson plan, I want to ask you a question about the Supreme Court oral arguments that I listened to this week. I believe it was Wednesday, I think it was, regarding the tariffs that Donald Trump's using against these foreign countries. Did you happen to hear the oral arguments and what the Supreme Court justices were asking the attorneys? Did you happen to hear it at all?
I heard you talking about it this morning, no, but I did not personally listen, no.
Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, Sotomayor, asking some of the stupidest questions I have ever heard come out of a United States Supreme Court justice's mouth ever, claiming that tariffs are a tax on United States citizens. And the attorney representing Trump and the administration didn't counter with any, number one, the history of tariffs, where our founding fathers funded Washington, D.C. with tariffs and tariffs only, number one. But number two, it's not a tax on Americans. The only time it would become a tax on Americans if that foreign entity country pass the tariffs on to the pricing of their goods, products, and services when they are sold here in the United States. But that's not happening. Have you seen made in China products in any store? I don't care if it's Myers or Walmart or the local grocery, anywhere. Have we had price increases because of a tariff on China or any of these other countries? The answer is no. Most of these countries are absorbing these tariffs out of their own profits just to have access to our market. Now, I want to ask a historical question because I already know the answer, I think. But hasn't previous presidents like Abraham Lincoln and others thumbed their nose at the United States Supreme Court when they've come out with a ruling? Haven't they said, you know what, I appreciate your ruling, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to follow your ruling. Because I think that that's what Donald Trump's getting ready to do. If they go against them because they're too stupid to understand our history and they're too stupid to understand that tariffs on foreign countries are not a tax on the American people and they rule the way I think they're going to rule, I think Donald Trump's going to say, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. I'm still going to do tariffs whether you like it or not. What can they do about it? Hasn't it been done before is my first question.
Yes. Yes, Lincoln did do it. He ignored the Supreme Court when he arrested, during the Civil War, he arrested some legislators in Maryland, denied them habeas corpus, wouldn't let them out of jail because he was not going to let Maryland secede from the Union. Otherwise, Washington, D.C. would be completely surrounded by the Confederacy. Supreme Court ordered him, Roger Taney, to release the legislators, and he simply ignored the Supreme Court. Yes, Lincoln did it. By the way, I was also going to mention similarities between Andrew Jackson and Donald Trump. I'll bring that. Worcester versus Georgia, 1832.
Excellent. Great spot for a break. I thought I was right, but I wanted to confirm it with you, sir. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah, Abraham Lincoln did it. I just said that on the radio.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are grown up? And how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I want to apologize as we were going to break. I muted my microphone and used some trucker language, and my microphone mute was not holding. So I apologize for my absolutely horrible trucker language. I apologize, but I'm so frustrated, Pastor Chatfield, because this Supreme Court is getting ready to give a ruling that I think is not absolutely founded in our Constitution based on tariffs. I understand that there's been laws that have been passed that says Congress, and it's even in the Constitution itself, Congress must approve taxes on the citizens. That's in the Constitution. It is there. I understand that. But that's not what this is. And like you said, there's been a precedent where Abraham Lincoln absolutely went against the Supreme Court ruling during the Civil War. And many argue that Donald Trump's using right now the fact that he feels economically we are at war with these foreign countries that are just treating us horribly when it comes to trade. And he's considering this actually a state of emergency is the basis of the law in which he's using.
Okay. All right, let me just back this up. The idea that the Supreme Court can declare a law unconstitutional is the power of judicial review, first asserted by the courts in Marbury versus Madison. I think it was 1803, right after Adams was leaving the presidency, appointed what we call midnight judges, and Marbury didn't get his commission delivered to Madison, Secretary of State, in time. It went through the courts. Eventually, John Marshall said that a part of the Judiciary Act of 1789 was unconstitutional. And so he asserted that if a law is unconstitutional, it's up to the Supreme Court to make it null and void. John Marshall said, any law repugnant to the Constitution is void. That was the first time it was asserted. And everybody just let it set. It was almost a moot point at that time. Then it wasn't asserted again until 1857 with the Dred Scott decision. And I'll just briefly say this. If a person took a slave into the North, did that person become free? They were living in a free place. That's what Dred Scott was arguing. But the Supreme Court said no. And basically said that slaves are slaves. They're property wherever you go. And came within an eyelash of declaring slavery legal in all the country. The North hated the Dred Scott decision and ignored it. They ignored it. And the whole idea that the Supreme Court can declare a law unconstitutional, that in and of itself is really not in the Constitution. However, that said, it's been asserted for a long time, 1947, the Everson case. And I won't get into the details, but they really asserted that the Supreme Court could not only declare a federal law unconstitutional, but a state law unconstitutional. And we've talked about the Everson case. It was a bad decision in many ways. Sure. Now, everybody, when I teach, everybody teaches civics, you say this. You say the legislative branch makes the law, the executive branch enforces the law, judicial branch interprets the law. In other words, we almost say that that's the Supreme Court's constitutional prerogative, but it's not in the Constitution, really. In 1832, there was the Supreme Court case, Worcester versus Georgia, in which the national government was trying to force the Indians to move west so it could be settled with white people. And this guy Worcester, an Indian, sued in the Supreme Court says against Georgia and saying you can't do that. And John Marshall agreed with the Indians and said that state law there in Georgia is unconstitutional. And the idea that the Indian Removal Act of 1830, that's unconstitutional. You can't force these Indians west. By the way, Andrew Jackson ignored it. which resulted in what we call the Trail of Tears, in which the Cherokees and the Seminoles and other Indian tribes were forced west, and a lot of them died, and it's not a good picture in American history, the Trail of Tears. Nevertheless, it is a fact that Andrew Jackson ignored the Supreme Court. He famously said, John Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it. And that's right. One of the things where I was going to talk about Jackson and Trump. It would take a president like Trump to ignore this. It would be an entire flip of the way we view government, that the Supreme Court has the right to declare laws unconstitutional. That's the power of judicial review.
Okay, hold that point, though. Is the president, in implementing tariffs as part of trade deal negotiations, even peace settlements, he's even said it, the Pakistan-Indian War, India War was happening, and he threatened them with tariffs. If you don't knock it off, stop, sign a ceasefire right now and end this ridiculous war, I'm going to hit you guys with tariffs so hard you won't be able to sell anything in the United States. Is he, in doing it that way, is he violating any law?
Okay. All right. A principle, I think yes, but a law, I mean, we talked about this. He is empowered now by law in emergency situations to
emergency situation to tariff right. countries.
Now, I think that that's an ill-advised law, but it still is a law. So I don't think he's violating the law. But the principle is, and I heard you saying in the previous hour, it's not a tax on the American people. Okay, I'll give you that point. But it is a tax. And Congress, only Congress, all legislative power should be vested in the Congress. Only Congress can make laws, not the president. But that's become so muddled. That's somewhat of a separate issue now.
Okay, so you're saying the tariffs are generating revenue to the U.S. Treasury, so therefore they must be a tax, is what you're saying. It's a tax on these foreign countries.
It is a tax on it's a tax. You're arguing it's not a tax on the American people. Okay, I might give you that point, but it is a tax. Does he have the power to tax foreign countries?
It's a tariff. There's a
that
difference.
Tariff is a tax.
A tax ever since 1913. A tax has been clearly defined as a tax against either corporate or personal income. That's a tax.
Okay, let me explain. The Constitution says that no direct taxes. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, that you cannot directly tax the American people. That was changed by the 16th Amendment.
That's when they started taxing our income, both personal and corporate. But my point is, these are tariffs. These are not taxes.
Well, if you look up in a dictionary a tariff, and I teach it this way, is a tax on goods coming into the country. It's a tariff. Now, it is a tax. Now, may not be on the American people. So that's kind of a muddled question there a little bit. I mean,
exactly.
I don't want to speak.
And that's my point. And I think based on what I heard on Brett Baer's special report, they had the actual recordings of the questions coming from the justices. And one of them that was the most interesting was Amy Coney Barrett. She asked the attorney for the administration, well, we've already collected $195 billion have gone into the United States Treasury this year, 2025. If we rule against these tariffs, how do we refund that money? I mean, does Donald Trump have to sit down and write checks back to these countries that paid these tariffs? How would that work?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That part does not make sense. I'm in between you and the Democrats here. I do think that we need to go to normal ways of operating. The legislative branch makes laws, executive branch enforces laws, judicial branch applies or interprets the laws. Now, you've heard me argue for 10 years now that the Supreme Court has usurped way more power than the writers of our Constitution ever envisioned. That's true. But now, for the last 80 years, virtually everybody recognizes the and fully endorses the power of judicial review and these nullification moves. And there's a move, I'm going to go back, the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions were acts of nullification in 1798, 1799, against the Alien Sedition Acts, pushed through by the Federalists and signed by John Adams, saying, hey, these laws are unconstitutional. We're not obeying them. That's what states said. I was going to talk about the nullification crisis in 1828 when South Carolina was talking about the tariff of abominations way too high. We're not going to obey that law. Vice President John C. Calhoun wrote an exposition saying that those things are unconstitutional. States have the right to nullify it. Now, and ultimately, the Civil War was the political cause of the Civil War is when the South Carolina first and then the Deep South and later the rest said, no, we are going to pull out of the Union because the Federal Union has usurped its constitutional powers. And eventually they lost the war, and so they lost the argument. But this has been a long argument here. My concern, Randy, is this. If you knock down this norm, the Supreme Court makes a decision, everybody abides by it. You say, well, the Supreme Court has gone way further than the framers of the Constitution ever envisioned. I say, true enough, absolutely. But do we knock it down like this and simply ignore the Supreme Court? That's a separate question, and that would bring quite a bit of trouble. But, you know, God knows what exactly the right answer is.
Well, here is my problem. Because in response to what was said on Special Report, Donald Trump said, when asked by the reporter, it appears, Mr. President, that they are going to rule against you. Donald Trump said, well, I hope they don't, because I have used tariffs to negotiate good trade deals for the United States. I've even used tariffs to end wars. This is a national emergency as far as the ability for me as president to carry out my duties. So I hope they don't do it. That was his response. And I would argue the exact justification that he's using the law where he can do tariffs at times of national emergencies. Dealing with these foreign entities is a national emergency. Dealing with world peace that could impact our military and him as commander-in-chief having to send in our military to end a potential nuclear war between Pakistan and India? I mean, that's a national emergency. And he used it. And successfully used it, ended the war, reduced the tariffs, didn't put them in place. Look at what he just did with China. Okay, you're going to continue keeping us from getting your rare earth minerals? I'm slapping 100% tariff on top of the 47% I'm already hitting you with. Well, guess what? She backed down. He signed an agreement, and Trump said out of 1 to 10, as far as how successful that negotiation went with China, I call it a 12. That's what Donald Trump said.
By the way, one of the similarities between Andrew Jackson and Donald Trump was the disregarding of norms. He's willing to do things differently than other presidents.